Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, April the 29th, 2025. And, you know, this is an urgent warning to all of my fellow Americans to prepare for the coming blackouts. Prepare for grid down scenarios and really remain vigilant because things are starting to happen and we're going to see abrupt climate change. We're also going to see completely empty shelves and no food or supplies in America. It's going to get grim. The reinforcements are not coming. Get out while you can. Heed my warning. I'm going to cover some news and then we're going to get into some of this blackout information and whatnot. But basically Spain, Portugal, several countries have went into blackout. They said it was an atmospheric condition. At the same time, you guys can check my Twitter feed. It looks like a rogue planet passed by the sun. It's very bizarre. I don't know what to make of it yet, but you know, could there have been a Carrington effect type event where, you know, it shut down the power grid or some type of solar flare? But also, could they have shut it down on their own so a Carrington event that they knew about that was coming would not fry everything? Supposedly, a lot of this stuff is getting back up online, so it doesn't look like the death kill or anything. But if the power goes out for 30 days, 90% of the population can die. So, you know, blackouts are a very serious thing. Guys, numbers show no mass deportation of migrants despite Trump immigration crackdown. As the 100-day mark approaches, the Trump administration is not on pace to deport millions of immigrants as promised. This publication, Scripps News, says a pledge to deport millions of undocumented immigrants helped propel President Donald Trump back into the White House. But basically, that hasn't happened, is what they're saying. And they're saying early on, the Trump administration touted the total number of daily immigration arrests, but has never shared detailed deportation figures. Long was able to calculate recent deportation figures using a cumulative number deep inside a spreadsheet ICE is required by law to keep updated for Congress. They're lower, Long said. Their daily average is simply 10% lower. So the deportations are 10% lower than in the Biden administration right now, according to this report. So that's fascinating. Starter homes top $1 million in 233 cities in America. 233 cities with $1 million starter homes versus only 85 cities in 2020. California has 113 of these cities that cost $1 million or more to get into a house, which basically means that there will be no homeowners. Their plan is to get Americans, whether you want to believe it or not, they want to get Americans into camps. They are conducting the death kill. They're getting ready to strip all food away from all Americans so they can't eat anymore. They're going to make it to where they can't travel from city to city or state to state. They're locking them in. They're getting ready to halt all shipments from China. There is no trade war going on. The tariffs are a cover because there was a death kill in China, and the current population of China is less than 350 million. And that's conservative. You can believe it or not, I'm one of the world's top trends analysts and journalists. I know exactly what I'm talking about and exactly what I'm saying. China, let me repeat, China only has 350 million people, conservatively, of 1.4 billion. No products are coming. No, reinforcement vessels. Once these shelves clear, they will clear. None of these corporations are coming to America, like Donald Trump said. Apple already went to India, and all the other ones are too. All you're going to have is a couple AI companies here and robotic companies that are just taking away more jobs from humans. They plan on making America a total third world country, desolate wasteland, complete police state, surveillance grid, slave society. And the Port of Los Angeles says that shipping volume will plummet 35% next week, but it will actually plummet more than that. And once all this catches up with the shipments at the ports, in about 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to see empty shelves. And once Americans don't eat for 7 to 9 days, and all Americans have weapons and guns, can you imagine what is going to happen then? It's going to get weird. Now, the Port of Los Angeles is already warning, but no one is listening. Okay. I've warned for weeks now what is going to happen. No one is taking the warning seriously. They're just continuing to think that the food will make it to the shelves. Now, I'm going to play a clip on U.S. imports from China and how they're plunging.
To drop off.
Now, keep in mind, this is a sugar-coated report. It's going to be far worse.
Off next week.
Good morning. And yes, that's right. According to our own Port Optimizer, which measures the loadings in Asia, we'll be down just a little bit over 35% next week compared to last year. And it's a precipitous drop in volume with a number of major American retailers.
It's going to be down about 80% here. Maybe even 100%. In the coming weeks and months.
Taylor's stopping all shipments from China based on the tariffs.
All your meat comes from China, everything. The little meat that's left that comes from America will be bought up instantly. The farmers aren't even planting this year. They've been bankrupted by Trump's tariffs. There will be no food or supplies.
Yeah, the China piece of that is the most interesting. That's where the shipments are basically ground to a halt, you've said?
Yes, that's correct. And that makes up about 45% of our business here in Los Angeles, Becky. Now, what we have heard in talking directly to CEOs and senior executives of the shipping lines is they'll try to add a couple of port calls in along the Southeast Asia routes where cargo is still moving, albeit at a 10% tariff. But realistically speaking, until some accord or framework can be reached with China, the volume coming out of there, save a couple of different commodities, will be very light at best.
I was looking at the numbers, and for the first 3 months, you all handled about 2.5 million import containers. That's up 14% year over year. So how much of that was retailers and others trying to really bring forward as much as they possibly could ahead of these tariffs?
A great majority of that volume was advancing inventory, and that started last summertime. Even during the campaign trail, when folks started talking about tariffs and trade policies, some larger retailers across a variety of...
The truth is, the larger retailers were told by the governments what's going to happen. The tariffs are a cover for the fact that China has no people to even build this shit. All the warehouses are already cleared out. The remainder of stuff, they're just selling for weight. They're selling like entire container ships full of like ovens just for scrap weight, basically. Because they're just clearing out the final warehouses. AI will watch over the last couple people in China. There's very little people there. There's probably still more people dying. The ghost cities weren't what they told you. They weren't built in advance to house a future civilization. Ghost cities all had people in them. They death killed them one by one. They welded them into their homes. They chipped them up in wood chippers in the basement and ran them down drains as fertilizer. Now, you can believe it or not, it's coming to America. They already killed you and your family with the mRNA shots and the boosters. It was a 5-year plan. If you're not dead yet and you've been vaccinated, you will be. You better get a grip on the whip.
Sectors and manufacturing folks who were bringing in parts and components started to advance that inventory.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So we had about 9 months of a run-up here. And then this last burst in March really took us to the end of what we call that that inventory look. And now, precipitous drop overall. And realistically, what we're going to see next is that retailers have about 5 to 7 weeks of full inventories left, and then the choices will lessen.
Five to seven weeks.
Meaning that we could see empty store shelves, meaning that consumers will see higher prices. What do you
think? Look, prices are going to go 8 and 10-fold eventually. 40-fold. I mean, with nothing, guys, there will be no food. If you think you're just going to stay there and we'll wait and see, that's what my mom's telling me right now. We'll wait and see. Yeah. Wait and see what? Wait and see what? Guys, the airports are all empty in China. They used to serve about 350,000 people per day. Now there's about 20 to 50 people in each airport.
On April 27th, a person filmed the scene at Shanghai Hongqiao Airport. The once bustling terminal now looked empty, with only a few scattered passengers. It was hard to believe this place used to be one of...
All right. They are jamming
the busiest airports in the country. On April
26th,
around 2 p.m., another video was taken at Shanghai Pudong Airport. The terminal was eerily quiet, and almost all the duty-free shops were closed. The person filming was puzzled. Some users commented, saying, "There were so many people last month. Where did they all go?" Another person replied, "This is the international departure area. Didn't you notice the duty-free shops? It's normal for it to be empty here. Everything is shutting down now." One person also filmed a video saying, "It's so scary. Shanghai Pudong Airport is so big, and this terminal is so empty. The economic downturn is terrifying." As the busy May Day travel period approached,
anyways, all the airports are empty. All the streets are empty. There's zero people in China, man. There's about, I estimate personally, there's less than 350 million, and that's a very conservative number. They're telling you that there's going to be no supplies on the shelves. But no one's listening. I can't do any more than warn my fellow Americans. Now, let's listen to the grocery crisis that's coming and what's going on. Let's listen to what people have already been experiencing. And now imagine with no groceries and what these prices. I mean, can you imagine what the Jewish store owner community is going to do with these prices? I mean, Amazon's listing the price of the tariff, and the White House says next to products on their website, and the White House says that's a hostile move. What did you think companies were going to do, White House? Wait until the Jewish community gets a hold of it. They'll double the tariffs and pass that to the customer. Let's play what these people are doing.
Check out some of these TikToks in the past few months have been coming out about how Americans, especially Gen Z millennials, can't afford groceries. I mean, I remember...
Guess I just have to cut it down to two meals a day, and groceries are a little too much. Gotta see, like, how long I can get my food to last me. That's not a... Why are we casually being like, yeah, we can't afford groceries? I can't. I literally eat, like, two meals a day. I barely eat out. I don't order stuff. I eat, like, two meals a day. Sometimes I'll just have a nap for dinner because I just can't keep buying groceries. Like, you're telling us all of us have jobs, and the people specifically I was talking to have, like, well-paying jobs, and we all just still can't afford groceries. I mean, we're single people living on our own, so, like, there's rent. But besides for just paying for rent, you should also be able to afford to live, to eat, to feed yourself, and we literally can't do that right now.
Groceries are actually pretty expensive. If you go to Walmart, if you go to Trader Joe's, eggs are actually kind of pricey, okay? Milk is kind of expensive. A decently sized bag of Lay's is like $4 to $5. I remember those were like $1 to $2, $2 max, okay? Fast food is also so expensive. I mean, a Big Mac, fries, and a drink is costing like $8 to $9. What's going on here? Why is everything just so incredibly expensive? And what's worse is wages have not went up. Wages have been extremely stagnant. Rent's more expensive. Car insurance is so much more expensive. Renter's insurance is getting more and more expensive. And right now, okay, people in the comment section are saying the same thing. Single, lawyer, pretty good salary between student loans, rent, groceries, can't afford a life. They lied to us. And people are struggling to purchase.
And now they're coming after 9 and 10 million Americans, and they're going to garnish all their wages or put them in debtors' prisons over unpaid, college loans. So student loans.
And afford necessities. You could take home about $3,000 to $4,000. Maybe even take home $5,000 worth of cash. After rents, after...
Guys, please support the show. It's not supported by YouTube. They don't pay me anything or any corporate interest. It's only supported by the listeners, and I need a lot more money to pay the bills this month. It's the end of the month, and we are short. I was hoping to get some extra money so we could show video and maybe get phone lines, but we still haven't even got the base bills paid that I even need just to operate or keep this show going. Please contribute so we can keep it on the air. Otherwise, I gotta go do something else. Thank you very much. There's a Linktree link below. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, buy me a coffee. Grab my book, all that stuff. Become a Subscribe Star member. Thank you, here we go.
Your car payment, utilities, and insurance, you're not really left with that much money. And when you start buying groceries, which is supposed to be the cheapest option for food, you start going broke. You know, Chick-fil-A is getting more expensive. Chipotle bowls are like $10 to $12 when they used to just be like $7 to $8 when I was an undergrad.
For some chips, it's crazy.
$20 for chips.
And then for the regular.
$10 for four Red Bull. $28 for some eggs.
For some cheese, though.
Pack of cheese, shredded cheese, $8.
Make when stocks are crashing markets. You're not going to get a lot. You could probably get a little bit of food here
and
there.
I'm going to play this lady.
You know, some canned
value, and it's becoming more expensive to go get fast food than it is to sit down at a nice restaurant. The other day on the way home from the airport, we usually don't do fast food, but we were so starving, so we stopped and got Shake Shack. We got four burgers, four fries, chicken things for the kids, and I think like a chicken sandwich. It was $110 with tax. $110
for one
with
meal.
Tax. I was so tired. I was just like, you know what? This is par for the course. Later that night, I had promised my aunt and my mom that I would take them to dinner. I eat out a lot. This is one of my favorite spots. It's really nice. It's affordable. Food is delish. We got three alcoholic drinks, bread for the table, three appetizers, some dishes, all fantastic. The bill was $81. I made the bill.
If people are ordering appetizers when you go out to eat, that's just a fucking scam. So is drinks. Just get water and the meal.
100 because service was great, food was delish, and I had it in the back of my mind that I just spent $110 on fast food, and I'm never doing it again. And sure, if we had a couple more people, it
would have
been
more expensive. There'll be no food on the shelves or in the fast food restaurants pretty soon. She won't have to worry about it.
Here's what we got. So the house was like really, really out of food. So we got a bunch of snacks for Aubrey for school.
Cheetos, fruit by the foot. All
needed more toothpaste, deodorant.
Toothpaste.
Jonathan wanted to try out a new scent.
Axe.
We are cooking dinner.
Hamburger
like
buns,
real
spaghetti
food,
noodles.
In case you're wondering, every night this week, but
potatoes.
When I'm not here, like a
couple
next
frozen
week,
pizzas.
That way Jonathan can still
not
eat.
Not much shit, you know. Maybe a counter full of.
It is crazy what food cost. Oh, and then there was two 24 packs of Mountain Dew Zero and Pepsi Zero, but y'all. This was $400. Oh, yeah, a fish and pole, too.
$400
that was $40. So let's just say $360
of food.
And food.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get any meat. I already had chicken.
No meat.
I did get a pound of ground beef, but.
$400 worth of food? You know,
wow.
Is this
a- Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. I'll be back on today. I might do some emergency broadcast. There's a lot of information coming out. There's a death kill confirmed in China. Less than 350 million people left. There are no more products coming over. The tariffs are just a cover. Asteroid Apophis is coming in 2029. We're in continuity of government. Planet X is headed in. Things are ramping up. They're going to do blackouts and a death kill. It's going to get bad. They can't have all these Americans going around killing each other because they can't eat. So they will have to induce a death kill. Mark my words. Get ready, guys. Buckle up. Keep your powder dry. I'll see you guys later.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year. For $1 million in coverage.
It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.